News in brief at Press TV. U.S. stocks have plunged more than 3.5%, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling nearly 7%. European markets have also suffered more heavily. Stock markets worldwide plunged due to a sell-off of Chinese shares and falling oil prices. Anti-coup alliance in Egypt has accused the government of planning the bomb blast that killed three policemen in the Buharat province. The alliance warned that the government may use the bombing as a pretext for cracking down on dissent. Monday's blast also left over 30 policemen injured. Amnesty International has warned that asylum seekers are facing dire conditions on Greek islands, most particularly Lesbos, while the rights group has accused Athens of failing to deal with the dramatic increase in the number of asylum seekers. Some 33,000 people arrived on the island in August alone. Leaders of Germany, France, and Ukraine have called for respecting the Minsk ceasefire agreement following recent wave of violence in eastern Ukraine. The three leaders who met in the German capital of Berlin also urged fresh talks with Russia over the latest developments in Ukraine. Flash floods triggered by torrential rains in Turkey have left at least 8 people dead in the country's northeast. Many homes in the Black Sea province of Artvin have reportedly gone underwater. Provincial authorities dispatched rescue teams to help relocate people stranded in the region. Cross-border fire exchange between Azerbaijan and Armenia has allegedly claimed several lives on both sides. Baku says its forces killed 5 Armenian soldiers and wounded 8 others over the weekend in response to shelling by Armenia. Erevan denies this, saying its troops killed 4 Azeri soldiers and injured 15 others. At least 2 people have been killed during clashes between rival groups in Lebanon's largest Palestinian refugee camp. The violence broke out between Takfiri militants and members of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement in a camp near the southern port city of Sidon. Several police officers have been killed in clashes with protesters in Nepal after demonstration against proposed changes to the constitution turned violent. 3 protesters and a child were also killed during the violence. Now, the proposed new constitution aims to restructure Nepal as a federal state made up of 7 provinces.